Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. It's just you and me, continuing to be just you and me. I've got one more segment. I want to talk about something that's on my mind. I want to talk about the new year and what it holds. And you know, we've talked a little bit about resolutions earlier in the hour and in the day, I should say, on the show. And we'll probably do it some more in the next few days. We'll probably talk some more about some resolutions. But I really have never been a resolution person ever, not even once have I said, written down or said, these are my resolutions. And of course, the results showed that because I didn't always improve myself like I should have. But I have learned a couple of things about reality, about human nature, about most of us. And that is that we're only going to change things when what's on the other side of whatever we don't want, we don't like, is more compelling than getting to that point is worth the effort more than what we don't like is hurting us. So if you're trying to lose weight, is being thinner more powerful than the cake or the potatoes or the bread or the milk or the fruit? Those are things that make you fat. And is doing without those things more compelling than not? And the result would be, if you did without them, the result would be that you might lose some weight. If it's in your business, do you have a customer that you know is abusing you? They won't let you make a profit. They hold you. They keep you. They're high maintenance, and yet you have a hard time raising your prices on them, and you've allowed them to become a big part of your business. So you can't do without their cash flow. That's what happens to us, isn't it? We get big customers, and we can't do without their cash flow, and they know it. And they're high maintenance; they demand a lot, and they take a lot of our time, and so maybe a resolution for someone like that would be, okay, I've got to find a way to not let them to transition them, either replace them with a customer that I can replace the cash flow with, and that will let me make a profit, more of a profit, less demanding, less maintenance. How do I do that? So I think the key to all these things is increments. So maybe if you're trying to lose weight, you don't go full keto day one. Maybe you just say, and I've done this before, maybe you just say, okay, I'm going to stop eating, and I'm not picking on potatoes, but I'm just going to use them as an example. I'm going to stop eating potatoes and see what that does over a period of a month. I'm not going to eat potatoes for a month or pasta, let's say, and I love pasta. But that would be something. And see what the results, small tests. So maybe with your customer you're having a tough time being profitable with, maybe what you'll do is go to them. Maybe you go to them and don't fire them. Some people say, well, just fire those people. Well, you know, I know it's not that easy. Because if they're a good customer, you need them, right? There's no question about it. It's okay to say that to yourself. I need their business. I haven't found a replacement for them yet. But go to them and say, you know, John, can I talk to you a little bit about our relationship? I'm assuming that you're happy with what we do because you keep doing business with us. Thank you for that, by the way. But what would you say if I told you that the way we work together is hurting me in my hurting my profit. It's making it hard for me to make a profit. They, you might find that that John will say, "Really? I didn't know that." Yeah, your people keep ordering things at the last minute. Could we do something? Could we set something up where we could be a little more plan a little bit better, so I don't have to run out here? So I can only deliver to you. I can deliver to you twice a week and not every day. Because that's taken that that's well, you can see how that would be. Maybe the customer doesn't even know it. So instead of so, have you looked into things like that? These are the kinds. These are the way, in my opinion. These are the ways to change things, to reform things, to have a type of a resolution, and apply that kind of thing to other things, like an employee. We're going to talk about employees in a minute. If you got an employee that's not helping you be profitable, that's causing drama in the company, maybe they don't know it. Maybe you're just irritated at them. Maybe it's a long-term employee. Maybe it's a key employee who's gotten upside down for some reason. You just got to sit them down and say, "Hey, do you realize what's going on here? Take some small steps, but make sure that you understand what's making you fat. Make sure you understand, the customer understands why they're not making you, letting you be profitable. Make sure the employee understands that their behavior is causing the company a problem. Be sure when you go forward with this new thing that you're working on, make sure that you know and the other people know what's really going on. And then take baby steps. I think that's the key. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.